Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Why do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The new prescription for a new you, America. Great to be on our brand new affiliate right here across Central Florida on AM 1060 News. Excited to be a part of the team and bring this great message of health and wellness and lifestyle choices to you. So down in Florida, if you haven't heard this, we're brand new to you. We want to empower your health, take you to the next level so you can experience the thriving nature of the health that you deserve. Let's kick it off now and go with Andy. Hi, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Isa. How you doing, sir?
Living well, buddy. What's going on? How can I help?
I've got a food allergy. Well, I say I do. Back in 1963, I had these red scaly patches behind my knee. I think it's called eczema, maybe, leg eczema.
It could be. Mm-hmm.
And it was really a problem back then, 1963. I still have some of that, you know, had it off and on. And I'm thinking it's a food allergy. I've read that it's either wheat, sugar, or dairy. I even read it's alcohol, but of course I didn't drink any alcohol in 1963 for sure. So, or coffee or, let's see, coffee or chocolate. What could it, I'm too late. If I cut all that out, I'd die. Because that's all I eat. So, what do you think it is? And then I'll cut it out and I'll live.
All right, here's the deal. Let's talk about it for a second. So, you haven't dealt with this for a long time, and now it's showing its head again, right?
Well, it's off and on, but it was back then, too, in 63. And I'm just thinking, well, I was consuming wheat, dairy, sugar, mainly of the allergens that I think it could be, which I still am. And I'm just wondering, is this a food allergy?
I think any type of skin condition has a food allergy component to it. That's my own personal opinion, based on the research and things that I've seen, even in practice. So, one of the first thing you want to do, first of all, when you're dealing with something like eczema, or that could potentially be eczema, is to eliminate foods. That is, I mean, when you're on the right track as far as, you know, doing some reading and researching that. The top two foods that you would want to eliminate first, if you're just wanting to do the process of elimination, would be cow's milk, dairy, and I would just, you know, cheese, yogurt, milk, all of it, and then also wheat products. So if it has flour in it, probably want to avoid it for a period of time. When I say a period of time, some people will eliminate one and the other. Like some people will do 2 weeks away from all cow's milk, dairy, and then 2 weeks away from all the wheat and grain products. And you can do that because, I mean, obviously you'll be able to pinpoint which one it is, but guaranteed it's going to be one of those. One of those are the big triggers for any type of skin-related, you know, reaction or irritation or inflammation, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, those are a couple of things. And the other is omega-3 fatty acids. So I'm a big fan of cod liver oil because you get vitamin A and vitamin D. And, of course, you know, it's pretty easy, too. It's inexpensive. And a tablespoon a day for adults, pretty easy to get. But, yeah, a lot of people are deficient in omega-3 fats. And when skin conditions get irritated like that, that's one of the main reasons that they become that way. So something just to think about in the meantime while you're digging. I don't think it's the chocolate, and I don't think it's so much the sugar, although you should stay away from the sugar, my opinion, is a good thing. But at the end of the day, usually it's the wheat or the dairy. So if you're not getting enough omega-3 fats, that's a big key too. So I don't know if you're much of a supplement guy. Do you take supplements at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you taking cod liver oil now?
I just started that, listening to you. Yes, sir.
Okay. How long have you, say, a couple of weeks or a month?
2 or 3 weeks. About 2 weeks, really, actually.
Are you taking the gel caps or the oil?
The caps right now.
Yeah, I would drop the caps. I've only found about one company that really is worth anything as far as the capsules go. Plus, you need 14 to 15 gel caps to equal 1 tablespoon of the actual oil itself. And if you've got skin conditions going on, I would shoot for the oil, because a tablespoon of that is really, it's so concentrated that it'll make a bigger impact.
Okay. Hey, I got a question real quick. What about buttermilk? Is that good or bad?
Buttermilk is okay. Right now, it's still considered dairy, and it's got a cow base to it. The meaning is made from cow's milk, that buttermilk is. So probably if you're going to do this elimination-type deal to see if you have any food allergies, you might want to – I would avoid all dairy. I mean, when I say all of it, all of it. I mean, goat's milk is a little bit different because it's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. It's hypoallergenic, so it really doesn't affect our body in the way – that some of the cow's milk can for some people. So that's just something to consider. So if you're looking for a limit, if you're looking for allergies and what might be affecting a certain area, you know, whether it's digestion, your skin, whatever, then it's good to just completely go off of it. And that way, when you introduce it back in, if your skin starts itching, you start getting a little splotchy, then you'll know that's what it was. And that's just good wisdom on that. If you don't have my book, Empowering Your Health, go to empoweringyourhealth.com, pick up a copy of it, because it'll give a good roadmap for you, and it's got all the inflammatory foods that you should eat, or the non-inflammatory foods, and the ones that are inflammatory that you should avoid. And it's just got a host of information there that will kind of guide you, since you're kind of new to listening and new to what we're talking about. But that's a great question, and eczema is something that a lot of people deal with. Here's my little one-liner for it, okay? Skin conditions are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. So it's coming from your gut. It's coming from the inside. And don't forget, getting the right bacterial flora is important, too. Probiotics are king. And that's part of the foundational four that I talk about in my book. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Quote for the day, Walt Disney says, the way to get started is to quit talking and start doing. Now, that is a quote. I love it. Ryan in Auburn, Georgia. He says, I'm 36 years young. I love that, by the way, because you are 36 years young. I make a habit of walking in the mornings when I get up. Lately, I've been having some difficulty walking and some pain. The pain also comes on during the day during my normal routine. The doctor says it might be fibrous dysplasia. What do you recommend? Well, I think you need to continue working with your doctor on that. It's possible. I would definitely make sure that they run some blood tests if they haven't already. Surely they have, if he's even thinking that. But with fibrous dysplasia, one thing you always want to make sure that is in at a good level, that is, would be vitamin D. Vitamin D is so critical for these types of situations, and it's a key player. So if they haven't done a blood test, which a lot of times docs will not, vitamin D is a big player. So look at it. If the numbers are not between about 70 and 90, which is on the higher end of the normal range, then you might want to talk to them about that, because it is important. And with fibrous dysplasia, you know, obviously there's going to be some breakdown for whatever reason. It could be potential several different factors that could be doing that. Again, not having the test in front of me and not knowing all the results, very hard to kind of comment on that. But I can tell you just some general concepts: reduce inflammation in the body, look at vitamin D, make sure those factors are being addressed as you're working with your doctor. And I think that, because obviously we were designed for more than to just be sick and tired of being sick and tired. So what do? We change our lifestyle. And radical changes equal radical results. No one can change your health and the way it is but you. Radical changes. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure teams that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Heavy smoking is tied to advanced kidney cancer. Imagine that. A new study from Duke University reviewed the cases of 845 patients who had surgery for kidney cancer, or what we call renal cell carcinoma. And between 2000 and 2009, they found that current and former smokers were 1.5 to 1.6 times more likely to have advanced cancer than non-smokers. Heavy smoking for a longer period of time and smoking more was associated with advanced renal cell carcinoma. Kicking the habit reduced the risk of advancing disease by 9% for every 10 years that a former smoker was smoke-free, the investigators found. The findings were slated for a presentation Sunday at a special press conference, the American Urological Association meeting in Washington, D.C. And so with bladder cancer rates falling in the United States because of smoking actually declining a little bit. And they've noted that as well. So it's interesting. But, yeah, I mean, smoking obviously has a big impact all over the body. And one of the greatest things I think any physician can do is to encourage and connect with their patient enough to get them to want to quit. I mean, that is a big deal. Getting them to stop is huge. And if you smoke and you've even thought about it, it's really one of the greatest decisions you can make because it will radically impact your health just by quitting smoking. You know, let me give you a little bit of hope here. Now, there are two schools that agree with this, and there were some studies done, and there's kind of a camp of the medical doctors that agree, and there's a camp that really that doesn't. But there is research that says that after 8 years of stopping smoking, thinking if you smoke for 40 years, after 8 years, provided that there was no permanent damage like cancer tumors or whatever, that the lungs can regenerate. Some agree with that, some don't. I've read the studies on it. And if anything, understand if the body does regenerate every single day, that gives you hope. If anything, do your own research, make your own decision. But I will tell you this, the body's absolutely amazing, and it can repair, and it can regenerate. And there are amazing things that can happen within the body if you will just allow it to do that and give it the right environment to be able to thrive rather than just survive. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Dr. Ace. I'm really pleased to speak with you.
Well, likewise, darling. How can I help?
Thank you. I'm falling to probably your category of 20% of callers with a question regarding a genetic disorder.
Okay.
I found out recently that I was born without a renal artery, and I found out through another visit to the hospital and a CT scan, and the protocol that I was given was well, it's a little daunting to me, and that's the reason for my call. I'm hoping to hear some suggestions of how I can take hold of the situation and what I can do about it. And I can be proactive because I'm really not afraid of making radical changes if it will help the quality of my life. So the protocol given to me was to try to avoid getting shot in the abdomen and to try to avoid getting in a car accident because any impact to the abdomen could be detrimental. So besides that, and after visiting with specialists and over a 100 years, like a century combined medical experience between all of them, that's where I was left hanging. That's it. My future could possibly be kidney failure. And this is very distressing to me. And oxycodone for pain is what was prescribed, and I'm not really a painkiller. That's like the last resort for me. So I'm hoping to hear something such as maybe some nutritional or perhaps there has been a case study done on this from research. They have mm-hmm. not seen anyone that has this condition and thought I took the news quite well and was kind of stoic about it. So I thought I would call you and see what you've thought about the situation, if you've heard about it and had some encouraging. I've read your book, and unfortunately, I didn't cross any information that touched on this. I found a lot of very helpful information. I loved your book. I read it cover to cover.
Thank you.
It was well done and well written. I really did enjoy it, and I've talked about it to others. So I'm really pleased, like I said initially, to speak with you. And maybe there's something that you would be able to share with me that would put me on the track of taking control of a situation that I seem to be faced with.
Well, and it is a challenge. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, when the doctors tell you we hardly ever see this, if ever,
mm-hmm.
you know, it does put you in a place to make you feel kind of stoic and makes you feel, well, okay, great. You know, so now I have a situation that these doctors that have been in practice for 20-plus years are looking at me and scratching their head and saying, I've never really seen this. So when you get to a place like that, obviously they... You feel inside like, does anyone really know what to do? What do I do? And they tell you don't get hit in the abdomen, don't get hit in the lower back, because you don't want to start, you know, affecting the kidneys in a negative way. And really, that's all we know to tell you. Well, I have some questions, actually, that I want to get into. And we're going into commercial break. So let's do this. We'll go in. You're dealing with not having a renal artery, a kidney artery is what that is. And so we're going to talk a little bit about kidney function. We're going to talk a little bit about the physiology of it and what might be a good game plan moving forward, even from more of a preventative side. The good news is that the kidneys are working. That's the good news. So let's get into some of this about overall kidney health when we come back. 888-283-7272. Where I want.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Eyes are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, whatever you're dealing with, great or small, the body can change. You have to be willing to make changes in your own life to be able to empower yourself. And that's what it's all about, because no one can make these changes for you. The doctor can't, friends, family members, coworkers. No one can help take responsibility for your health but you. And we're talking with Michelle, and Michelle's been dealing with some challenging news that she just received, talking with her doctors, that they found out that she didn't have a renal artery. Now, that's the main artery that supplies blood to the kidneys. And we know the kidneys are vital organs to our body. Matter of fact, we can't live without three different organ systems. The top three organ systems we can't live without functioning at a high level. Number one, the brain. Number two, the heart. And number three, the kidneys. Mm-hmm. So if any of those three systems go down, we go down. And so understanding that, it's a challenging situation for your doctor to look at you and say, hey, by the way, you don't have a renal artery. And you're like, okay, well, thanks. It's good to know. So what do? They say don't get hit in the gut. I agree with that. That's actually really good wisdom to be careful with that. But you're already what age, Michelle?
I'm 44. Age 44.
Yeah, so you're still a spring chicken. So
thank you very much. I feel that way.
So you've made it this long and it's so funny. So it's true though. You made it this long and done very well.
Well, see,
so have they given you any
point.
I mean, did they give you?
I think that's a very good point. Thank you for saying that, because
I really focus on that the body is an amazing machine, and my body has adjusted, and it's rerouted, and I've made it 44 years, and I think that's incredible, and I'd like to do so many things I want to do yet. So I really want to work with my body and make it easier on it, and so I'm really excited to hear what you think.
Well, and thanks. And the other issue is with kidney function. Did they do the blood work? And what did they give you a determination about the percent of the kidney and the function of the kidneys right now?
They said that it looks well. I mean, my kidneys look good. And they felt very positive about how the condition that they were in. They said that it looks like I've taken good care of myself. So that was encouraging.
Very encouraging. Because yeah. The kidneys, when something like that occurs, it can be really challenging. I will tell you just some overall, just general tips for kidney health that are really good. Obviously, drinking plenty of water. Some of these will be common sense, and some of them might not be. But drinking plenty of non-chlorinated, non-fluorinated water, like distilled water, really a good way to go. All right, very good for the kidney health, overall kidney health. The other is to look into juniper berries. Now, this is really, really interesting. There was a gentleman, this is not a study, by the way, like a formal study. This was a gentleman that I met a couple of years ago, and he was on dialysis. And now, I'd always known about juniper berries and kidney health as far as being very beneficial. They have a strong link to supporting the kidneys. Now, I'm not talking about someone in renal disease and renal failure that needs to take juniper berries and that's going to heal them. All right, I'm not saying that at all. But this guy, because of the research he did, he was eating, I don't know how many, big bowls of juniper berries every day. But he was down to about 20, well, down to about, I believe, 15% kidney function. And he was on dialysis. And they gave him, I believe, about 6 months to live, something like that. And he actually prolonged, is still living to this day. And that's been 2 years ago. And he takes the medicine that they give him, and he does the dialysis. So he's doing everything they said. But he did his own research, and he started eating all these juniper berries. And it's keeping his kidney function working at a good level. I mean, he's still on dialysis, but still. So it's interesting how, for whatever reason, the properties, there are some components in the juniper berries that are very healing and regenerative to the kidneys for whatever reason. So something to think about. They make obviously supplements and whatnot you can look into. That's not going to bring back your renal artery, okay? So that's genetic. It is what it is. And you're right. The body has rerouted itself in some way because obviously the kidneys are not dying. They're getting a blood supply. And there's other ways for the kidneys to get the blood supply too, and the body will reroute. But just for overall kidney health and support, you're 44. And so you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can for the next 40 years of your life, that you're doing everything to support those kidneys, which I think is great that the doctors gave you good wisdom. But as far as making right choices, I mean, there's not a whole lot for me to tell you as far as in detail. I mean, it sounds like if you're eating well and you're drinking plenty of water and you're exercising, all the basic lifestyle factors, there's nothing different for someone that's just wanting overall heart health, really, as it is for keeping your kidneys healthy, minus a genetic defect, really, that is out of your control. You can't control that. It just kind of is what it is. But the good news is you're functioning well. Gosh, that's great news. I would just make sure. I mean, I guess the awareness of it can be a good thing and a bad thing because you didn't even know it for 44 years, right? So you're just moving along like anyone else thinking your kidneys are healthy. And they found that. So now you know. Don't let your subconscious mind now tell your body that you're defected and that there's something wrong with you, because that whole psychosomatic phenomenon can kick in. And I've seen it happen with too many people. And it just can really rob you of your hope and rob you of your health. You don't want it to start declining just because you think it should, if that makes sense. And that's not really a bunch of mumbo jumbo. That's the truth. It really is. So, keep your mind about you, as they say, and your kidneys if the docs have cleared you and they said they're doing well, the blood work, the BUN, the creatinine, all the different blood tests are coming back and they're fine and they're normal, that's great. I mean, that's exciting for me to hear for you because I want to see you do very well, and it sounds like you are. So keep it up. Keep doing what you're doing and just make really good choices. And you might want to do some research on the juniper berries. It could be something that it could benefit you just for a long term. And some people eat raspberries in the morning and you eat juniper berries. It's a good thing. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, drasa.com on the web. You can shoot me an email as well as check us out on Facebook and Twitter there at the website. And if you haven't signed up for the weekly email newsletter, the lifestyle newsletter, you want to miss it because great information to empower your health and your life. Let's go on now to Eric. Hi, Eric.
I've been taking glucose in Detroit for about 6 years now for knee joint problems. Now, ever so slightly, maybe just one or two pimples per day, but I feel confident I've traced it to the glucose mucochondroid, and also MSM is part of one of the components in the compound I'm taking. And I know that's made from shellfish. Maybe as I'm aging, I'm developing an allergy to that.
Let's back up for just a second. We'll talk about a couple of things. First of all, let me tell you, I'm not that big of a fan of the glucosamine and chondroitin.
Okay.
It does work for some people. It doesn't work for some people. It does work for some people, but it does not work for a lot of people, okay? Couple of things to ask you for just a moment. And talk to me a little bit about your lifestyle choices on a regular basis. Do you exercise?
Yes.
How many days a week?
Every day. Not as an athlete would. I'm 65. I need to use my hands, my wrists, my elbows, and my fingers. When you tune one piano, you literally lift it 20 tons over an hour. So
wow.
I need all my joints or I'm going out of business.
Yeah. Right. So here's something I would want to ask. So do you get your blood work done on a regular basis? Have you checked your vitamin D levels, say, in the last year?
I do blood. I have one physical per year where they take do blood work, and because I'm taking a real low grade blood pressure pill for about 3 years now. Lipren, is it Lioprin, okay, or something like that?
Lisinopril.
And they say they have to check the blood to make sure that it's not damaging another part of my body. So
yeah, they do that. I would encourage you to go every 6 months. And going every 6 months, I think it would be really important. Just it's better to stay on top of things that way, and with especially as you age. Not that you're old by any means, but, you know, it sounds to me like being active and having all of your joints, you know, healthy and really every system in your body healthy is something you're striving for so you can keep going. Well, getting blood work done every 6 months is actually a really good way to go. And the reason is because our blood changes every 90 to 120 days. But to kind of wrap up your question, let me give you a couple of keys that are really important for joint health. In my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com, there's an anti-inflammatory diet in there. Look at that, because inflammatory foods will cause arthritis and that joint deterioration. That's important. Next, cod liver oil, not in the gel caps, but in the oil itself, is extremely important to cut down inflammation in the body and keep joints healthy. So look into cod liver oil and the benefits of omega-3 oils and look into some of great research on vitamin C and the building of collagen within the body, and it can help with joint health. And, of course, to make sure you have that allergy that you're thinking of, maybe go off of that, the glucosamine chondroitin and MSM, for a couple of weeks and see how that goes. But I'll tell you, the vitamin D is a hidden secret for joint health.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Longevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Go online to TeamLifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Kick it off and go with Kendra. Hi, Kendra.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
Excuse me?
I said it's great to talk with you, darling. How can I help?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I listen to your show all the time. Well, Dr. Asa, I actually am a fairly healthy 51-year-old. I don't smoke. I actually never smoked. I don't drink. My medications, if I take any, it would be Tylenol. Only thing I really suffered from practically all my life was migraine headaches. Around, I guess, in the 80s, I did start taking Tylenol for that. But lately, I mean, in years, I don't even take that much because they don't work. But anyway, I went to the doctor, and I got my annual physical. And my primary care physician noticed that my liver enzymes were elevated. So she sent me to get a liver scan, and the test came back, and they are saying that I had a fatty liver. And considering the fact that she says I'm not overweight, I'm a thin person, that's bringing her some concern. But the thing she noted was, you know, I need to stay away from the, you know, acetaminophen medications and basically to just look at it. You know, we'll look and see. But my question is there any way, because I asked her, is this something that I'm going to have to live with, you know, from here on out? And she said, pretty much so. I just needed to know if there's anything I could do to, you know, help make my liver a little healthier or, you know, I know it's a major organ, you know, for purifying your body. So I'm a little concerned about the fact that she said there's pretty much not anything that can be done.
Well, if the liver itself, it definitely can be kind of cleaned out. So let's step back for a second, okay? First of all, the liver is a top regenerating organ in the body. I mean, the liver is one of those organs that can just take a licking and literally rebuild and regenerate. Now, there's a point of no return for any organ system. So just understand that. But the liver is pretty darn resilient. So, all right, you get fatty liver. And you say you're pretty healthy, so you're not overweight, right?
No. No, I am not.
Okay. All right. Have you drank a lot of alcohol in the past?
No. No. What was the thing she said? Either you're a drinker or you take Tylenol. Well, I don't. I bet you I haven't. Maybe alcohol, I tried it in high school, and that was it. That was the last time.
Okay. I understand. So that just not, it's not your bag. And you've ate fairly well, right?
I would say for the most part, I would say probably maybe the last year or so, I probably eat out more than I usually do. But for the most part, I love vegetables. You know, my body craves, you know, salads and green vegetables. I don't even have an issue with it. I like to eat a balanced meal.
Okay. So all of that is a great clue, and they're saying what percent of it was fatty liver. Did she say it was extreme? Did she say mild, moderate, severe? What did she say?
Well, she didn't use any of those terms. She just said that it was enough to warrant concern that in a couple of more months she would want to have another one done.
Okay.
So that was it. She said the issue was that usually you wouldn't find that in a person who was as thin as I was and didn't drink and, you know.
Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, again, there are some weird things that will pop up within the body, for sure. Is there anything that you eat or that's in your lifestyle that you would find that, I guess, would be kind of out of the ordinary?
I have to just say, not really, other than the fact I say the last, you know, a year or so, I probably eat out more than I usually do, you know. So that would be, you know, just with my job change and things.
What do you do for work?
It's a major thing.
What do you do for work?
Oh, I work at a insurance company helping people with Medicare and their insurance.
So, okay. Now, do you exercise?
Minimum.
What's the minimum?
Like maybe
once
I'll
a year?
Walk 30 minutes or maybe no more than an hour.
Like you'll walk an hour once a month?
Once a week.
All right. Well, here's the deal. If otherwise you're healthy and you're kind of like a normal thin build and really you eat fairly well but you don't exercise, that could be enough. There could be some genetic reasons that you're accumulating some fat around the liver. That could be a possibility. One thing you want to do, obviously, is you're eating out a lot. That does play a role. And that can make up a difference in a nine-month period and start causing some of those issues, especially if you have a genetic tendency. Do you take any medicine for any type of disease at all? Are you taking any medicine?
No, I do not. I do not. The only thing that I've ever taken, it would be the Tylenol on a regular basis. And as I said, I stopped doing that several years ago because, one, it really wasn't working for the migraines, and two, I started getting a little scared concerning it when the reports came out.
When you get migraine headaches, just real quick, where does it hurt the most, right side, left side, or back of the head?
I would say my temples and over my eyes, because I always get, you know, where my eyes start really hurting.
Okay, well, here's a couple things. Just my thoughts. All right, this is my opinion. You're working with your doctor. I think that's a great thing. The other is you might want to look into exercise. Exercise has proven to not just pull down body fat from external, like your love handles and your hips and thighs, but internal organ fat, like the fat that it can accumulate around the organs. So 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, no excuses, no matter what. That should be one of your number one goals. That's my thought. If it was me, that's what I would do. And that's one of the major issues. Look into getting the right kind of fats in, like plenty of the good omega-3 fatty acids, because when you get the right kind of fats in, it helps balance out the wrong kind of fats that can be in the body and not getting the wrong kind of fats from your diet. Also look into a test called leptin. Leptin is a blood test that your physician can run. Have them run that check and see what the results are and let them counsel you on that. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.